If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Extremely Local News is sponsored by Marquette Bank, your extremely local bank from Block Club Chicago. Seamus Toomey joins us, and the question is, will the old Rainforest Cafe downtown become a weed shop? Seamus?
Good morning, Bob. I wish I had the definitive answer for you, but it's still up in the air. We've talked about this a little bit over the years. The Rainforest Cafe has been closed for a long time down there at 605 North Clark Street, with those weird mushrooms out front.
Wouldn't have to change anything if they made it a dispensary.
Yeah, exactly. You wait a little bit longer, and the mushrooms might be legal, too, so you just make it a shroomery. So they're fighting it out right now. A company wants to move their Northwest Suburban dispensary into that location. The problem is there's one not too far away on Wells Street, and those two are now fighting it out in court. There was a lawsuit filed on Monday basically saying that it's too close, even though these rules are very complicated, and one of the exceptions is if it's a social equity license, they can really go anywhere. But now they're arguing, can two social equity licenses be right on top of each other? So more judges need to work out whatever the lawmakers wrote into this law. So we'll find out. But for now, there's one less place to buy weed in River North. But there's already about four or five places already. So not exactly a desert yet.
And we do know now, though, that the Hotel Chicago on Dearborn is not going to be a migrant hotel. Is it?
That's right. That's another fight going on in the River North neighborhood. It looks like Alderman Brendan Riley won this one. He was really upset about the idea of turning the Hotel Chicago into a shelter for 1,000 migrants, mostly from Venezuela. Hotel Chicago, if you can't picture it, because it's changed names a little bit, but this is right next to the House of Blues and the Marina City. It's that one that's sort of shaped like all of those Goldberg buildings right there. Mm-hmm. Riley got wind of this on Friday and really just let the mayor have it, at least to his constituents, saying this was a terrible idea. Stacking people on top of each other in a crowded neighborhood wasn't going to work. By the end of the day, he had heard from the mayor's office that they were backing away from that plan. So who knows? This could pop up again, but as of now, Riley was doing sort of a victory lap that they're not going to bring that number of people. He thinks it should be more spread out and don't for the good of the migrants as well, to not all have to live on top of each other.
There have been a lot of requests, even now that it's on hiatus, for a tour of some kind to hit the places that are part of the series The Bear, and I guess they're going to do this now, aren't they?
Yeah, it's just kicking off now. They're going to take bus tours around the north side and the west loop, and hit some of the spots that have been highlighted on The Bear. The folks that are running this tour, the Chicago Food and City Tours, said they got a couple calls after season one, and they just kind of wrote it off as this is just hype. There's The Bear is everywhere. But they said these calls kept coming during season two, so they realized, okay, I think there's really a demand for this. So it's off and running. It's the Chicago Food and City Tours. They'll take you to Mr. Beef, of course, but also Publican Quality Breads, Roser's Bakery, and it all ends at Margie's Candies for ice cream. There's a couple other stops along the way. It's not cheap. It's $129 a person and about 3.5 hours. So
I hope you get to eat something for $129.
Yes, there's I think you get besides the ice cream, you get Italian beef. I think you get some pizza. You get some I think it's probably more than enough, but to spread it out over 3.5 hours, and you might be able to do it.
BlockClubChicago.org for more on that. that. And finally, four healthcare centers in the city are getting an unexpected financial boost, aren't they?
That's right. You know, every once in a while we'll get these stories about how Mackenzie Scott has unexpectedly just dropped a huge bag of money on a local organization. The latest we found out about yesterday, Aunt Martha's Health and Wellness, which is a nonprofit that serves over 100,000 kids and adults around Illinois, got word that Mackenzie Scott, who is the ex-wife of Amazon founder Jeff Bezos, she's been giving away billions for years now, and the latest one is Aunt Martha's, which was just over the moon to get this money to help expand services, and they just said a great endorsement of the good work they're doing in Chicago and all throughout Illinois. So congrats to Aunt Martha's. Their $9 million budget, they get to have a little bit of flexibility in what they're going to do in the future.
Great news for our city and good for all of us. Thank you, Seamus. You have a good one.
Thanks, Bob.